But you could move it into a little bitty house, you couldn't get it in there.
If this was the bedroom, you had the dresser with a washstand and so forth?
You had a dresser and then a washstand.
Did you have this piece of furniture?
That's a chiffarode. My father bought that for himself. He had it, and we gave it to my brother. And then when my brother built the house here, he had a chiffarode built in, his closet in the bedroom. He had his closet and her closet in his bedroom. And his was a chiffarode that he had built in there, see, with the drawers and for shirts and hanging places and everything. And he didn't have any room for this. So he had it in storage, and I told him I'd bring it up here. And in the summertime, my winter clothes are kept in there because it's moth-proof. And in the wintertime, my summer clothes are kept in there because I wear the same dresses for 35 or 40 years.
And this has drawers on one side? And
this was a music cabinet.
Oh.
And I still have some of the music in the bottom there.
Oh.
You see, we, all of us either took piano or something. I was the only one who took violin lessons. But we had a piano, and my mother and father thought that you and I learned to play. You see, one of the keys got lost, and this thing that goes around it.
So the drawer, I see a drawer.
And the top part of this for hats.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I see. That's really a very convenient piece of furniture.
Well, I tell you, before I brought it up here.
More so than a closet.
Well, you know, houses didn't used to have closets in them. One small closet in that room and one small closet in my room. And I have a chiffarode, you saw it the other day in my room. Now, that chiffarode and the dressing table was furniture we used in one of the bedrooms upstairs where the four girls stayed. And we had two brass beds in that room. And we could have kept those brass beds and sold them for a fortune. But you didn't have anywhere to keep stuff like that when you didn't have room for it. Now, Mama had brass beds, one wooden bed and one brass bed in her bedroom downstairs. But we got rid of those things. And after Papa died, I went downstairs to sleep with Mama. She didn't like much cover, and I liked a lot. And we couldn't sleep together very well. So when we moved, we got rid of that bed, and I bought those two twin beds, which nothing fine. And but the chiffarobe and the dressing table in there were in our room, the four girls upstairs. And we didn't have a closet in that room. Aunt Mamie and Annie had a closet in their room. They had a pretty brass bed in their room.
Have you ever seen a piece of furniture like this, maybe larger, where you just hang clothes down?
Wardrobes. We have several of those over in Stubborn. Now, Mama had a wardrobe like that. We had several wardrobes. I sold a suit of furniture with a wardrobe.
Were they bigger than the chiffarobe?
Oh, yeah, they're much bigger. They were much bigger. And they were, they had drawers below where you would hang the clothes.
And did people back then have chest of drawers?
Yeah, they had a chest of drawers. They called them chiffoniers, like that chest of drawers in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
uh-huh. Well, we have some of those chests and some of those things in Stubborn.
These are remarkable pieces of furniture, really.
Well, Papa bought this for himself, and nobody used it. As long as he lived, nobody used it but him.
You know, most people my age and younger would not have seen this piece of furniture or wardrobe.
Well, there are quite a few things over Stubborn you never have seen, I expect.
Probably so.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had that bookcase, that's a desk, and Eloise over in Montgomery.